The Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least 1 million miles accident-free. As a new inductee to the club, each driver receives a personalized million-mile jacket and a member card, a membership card, courtesy of Red Eye Radio's Million Mile Club sponsors. They include Chevron Dello, Trucker Buddy, Catscale, Motel 6, and Petro Stopping Centers. We caught up with one of our members, Steen Gronlund, while he was taking a break from the road to ask him about his safe driving record. I want to congratulate you, Steen, on reaching this milestone. You are now part of an elite club of drivers who share remarkable safety records and demonstrate superior driving skills. So congratulations. Why don't you tell us, how many years you've been driving trucks, Steen?
I'm on my 44th year.
Wow, 44 years. Wow, congratulations. How did you first get interested in driving?
Well, I was raised on a farm up in Canada,
yeah,
and I used to ride into Winnipeg with a bull hauler when
wow.
I was a kid. And so that's how I first thought, oh, man, this is what I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
And then...
That's great. That's great. Now, where do you live now? Do you still live in Canada?
No, I live in Longmont, Colorado. I moved to the United States in 1968.
Yeah.
And I live in Longmont, Colorado.
Wow. What kind of truck do you drive, and where do you run?
I got a T660 Kenworth. It's a 2013.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's only got 45,000 miles on it right now.
Wow. Still, that is still brand new. Now, who do you work for, or are you an owner-operator?
I drive for Mile High Foods out of Denver.
Okay, great.
And
that's awesome. Now, what is your personal safety philosophy? What keeps you safe behind the wheel?
You pay attention to your driving. You don't follow. You don't tailgate, and you don't swerve in and out of traffic. And you just let the traffic go, and
yeah.
You gotta. Luck down the road, and you got to pay attention.
Right.
All the time. I mean, because people drive crazy out here, you know. And
sure. Now, I'm sure you know something about preventive maintenance, taking care of your equipment. So, outside of avoiding accidents, you think that safe drivers really treat their equipment better?
Oh yes, they do. I used to be an owner operator. I've had two of my own trucks,
right?
And mine was my own was stolen in Denver in 1982, and I decided not to buy another truck.
Wow! And
so
yeah, it's interesting. If some of the younger drivers out there, because you've got so much great experience here, Steen, if some of those other drivers out there were to approach you, you know, maybe over coffee at a truck stop or just maybe they're at the fuel island, what would you tell these younger drivers or any other drivers, about being safe on the road? What tips would you give them?
Well, control your temper.
Mm. Yeah.
One thing, you know.
Yeah.
Get into, don't let a big low thing turn into a big thing over nothing, you know.
Right.
And just pay attention to what you do. Drive like you're like a professional,
sure.
You know.
Sure.
I mean, this is you got a big 80,000 pounds there, you know. So you gotta treat it like you're driving a big truck, you know.
Yeah.
You can't be swerving in and out of traffic, and don't tailgate,
right.
Cause you're not gonna gain anything by trying to push the car in front of you or whatever, you know.
Right. During your downtime, what do you do to keep busy while you're out there on the road?
Well, I don't have very much downtime. I get home and mow the lawn and pay the bills. But I work 6 days a week. I run
sure.
from Denver to Salt Lake on Mondays, and then I run up to Logan, Utah, and then down here to L.A.
Wow.
And unload Wednesday night, and I reload Wednesday night, and I'm back in Denver Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And the Sundays, I run Rocky Doubles to Casper, Wyoming, and back to Denver on Sundays.
Yeah, you know, Steen, we want to thank our friends at Chevron Dello for making this conversation possible. They put a lot into their product to make it the best that they can, and they're constantly doing everything they can to make it even better along the way. And they are really great about sharing great information. And we just thought it was, you know, that's why it made so much sense to talk to our million-mile drivers out there, to have you guys share some of this experience. We're in awe of you guys, all of these years that you've been out there, and you're a safe driver. And that's the thing that would scare me the most, Steen, if anyone was ever crazy enough to give me a CDL. It would be very intimidating for me, because I look at the size of the equipment. I look at how congested the roads are, the terrain, the weather, and everything you guys have to deal with. And you do such a great job. So we just want to say thank you, and we really appreciate you taking the time. Steen Gronlin, one of our latest Million Mile Club members. And again, thanks to our sponsors, Chevron Dello, Trucker Buddy, Catscale, Motel 6, and Petro Stopping Center. Steen, I would say stay safe, but you already know that, friend, and we appreciate you being on with us.
Yeah. I'm also a truck ambassador with Trucker Buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been with Angie Banning, my teacher, for 11 years.
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic. You know, I am a former board member. I served a full 8-year term, and now I have an advisory role with Trucker Buddy and support them wholeheartedly. For those who don't know, Steen will fill them in. It is a pen pal program between drivers and teachers all over North America, and it has been a terrific learning tool for these young students in these classrooms, and certainly something that has been a terrific payoff for these drivers who participate. You've been with one teacher for 11 years. That's great.
Yes, and she's in my hometown too. I picked her. I was my neighbor's kids. And I talked to them 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And they asked their teacher, and so on. I mean, Angie is great. She won Teacher of the Month of April of 2011.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That is great. Now, have you ever had a chance to, now, explain, you write to these kids. Do you write them these days by email? Do you ever write any letters and send it snail mail, or?
I said it snail mail, old-fashioned way.
Sure.
I don't do computers.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to say that actually I'm sure has a great benefit, because the teacher is holding something, you know, tangible. While I know you can print off an email, it is something tangible that has your writing, your personal, you know, input on, and you, this is something I think those kids probably get a lot from. Do you exchange pictures with them? Do you send them pictures of all the places you've been in your truck?
Yes, yeah, I do. And then, you know, I send them postcards. And every year, I, like, they get an 8 by 10 picture on a class, and it's all over the top of their coverage on their classroom. And I buy them a truck every year for Christmas.
Wow.
And then each kid gets a picture, with a class picture.
Yeah.
And I bring my truck up there.
Yeah.
And Tom Lee, my safety man, he comes up there, and we bring hamburgers and stuff from McDonald's hamburgers, Mile High Service McDonald's, and they supply the hamburgers. And,
wow.
And so we have a little picnic there when I bring the truck to school. And my Trucker Buddy program. It is just awesome.
You know, it's great because it also, this really is a part of safety on the roads, because we know that those children are all future drivers. At some point, they're going to share the road with big trucks. Now, they have had this up close and personal experience, and now they know what it's like. You know, they get an idea from you what it's like to have to maneuver that truck, and they learn about safety on the roads. And that will be, think about it, long before they ever heard of going to a driver's ed class, they got real driver's education from a professional driver who is also a million miler, and that, Steen, is just terrific. That's great.
Yeah.
By the way, just want to let people know, you can go to truckerbuddy.org, truckerbuddy.org, or call 800-MY-BUDDY, 800-MY-BUDDY. If you want to get involved, drivers, we could always use more drivers for those teachers out there. Steen, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on. Congratulations for being a part of our Million Mile Club. And we hope to talk to you again soon, sir.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I have won Driver of the Month for Colorado 4 times.
In wow.
Career, and I won Driver of the Year for Colorado in 2007.
Wow, that is fantastic. That is.
I got about 4.6 million right now.
Wow.
No accidents.
Wow, that is absolutely great. Well, you know, the evidence is there. You care enough to take the time with these children in your classroom there via Trucker Buddy in that program, and that tells me that you're a caring person. I believe when you're a caring person, you take your time on the road. You look out for other people. And that's part of it, too, is watching out for the other guy out there.
Yeah, that is it. You drive for all other people, too, you know,
yep.
On the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is just terrific. Steen Gronlin, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it. And congratulations on all your success, and we wish you more in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.